You're listening to Podcast for the Soul, a weekly podcast about increasing self-esteem so you can empower your life through owning your personal power and embracing your worth. Here's your presenter, self-help author and co-producer of Shining Bright Radio, Kelly Martin.
Welcome to episode 6 of Podcast for the Soul. I'm your host, Kelly Martin. Today I'm going to talk about loneliness, because I have experienced a lot of loneliness in my life. I've had times where I've really craved company, a social life, and I found that a lot of my friends didn't really have the time and weren't able to make the effort. At one point in my life, I spent about 2 years where I was pretty much alone every day. And loneliness was really painful. But after a while, I started to look at loneliness and see, what can I do? What's different? What do I need right now? And I realised I was disconnected from my own heart, my own source, who I really am. I started meditating daily. I started taking walks in nature. I started writing poetry. I really started to heal through writing. I think there's a lot of people in the world that are lonely. And there's a lot of people who are wanting friendship. But we can't always have it. Sometimes I feel that life gives us an empty life in terms of people, because we know that deep down, we need to make a friendship with ourselves first. We know that we will grow and expand and be stronger human beings by welcoming whatever arises with love. Loneliness, like depression, is also a gift. You can either choose to feel lonely and see the lack of people in your life, or you can begin to see loneliness instead as sacred solitude. There are many people in the world that choose to be on their own. They prefer not to be around people, and they love their lives. So what is it in the loneliness that maybe is being brought to your attention? Is it an inability to be at ease with yourself, to belong in your own skin? Is it a feeling of not feeling good enough, so you don't feel that you can have friends or people you're around? Or are you scared to make new friends because of past experiences? Whoever you are, you're worthy of love. You're worthy of company. You're worthy of people in your life. It doesn't matter what's happened in your life. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. Your life can be in complete chaos, but you still deserve friendship. You may have done some not very nice things in your life, and you wish you hadn't, but you still deserve love and friendship. But in the meantime, perhaps start to take yourself out on solo dates. Start to find out what you really love. What can you do in your life that is enjoyable for you? It could be walks in nature. It could be hiking. It could be visiting art galleries or museums. For me, I used to really love just taking myself out for a coffee in a cafe and doing some writing. that brought me a lot of pleasure because I was surrounded by people, but I was still on my own. It's still nice to be around people when you haven't got any friends or a social life. And doing simple things, just going out into the world, finding out what you love. And the more you become comfortable and at ease with your own company, the more people want to be around you too. Sometimes we need to empty our lives of people. At the end of 2017, I let go of all of my friends, bar one. I let go of around 9 female friends. Now, people might say, this is crazy. Why did you do that? It was a risk, and it was scary to take. But I knew what I'd been doing for many years. I'd been attracting people into my life who only wanted the people-pleasing Kelly. They didn't want the real me. If I said yes a lot to everything they wanted, they were great friends. But as soon as I started to say no, things changed. Difficulties happened. Conflict took place. And I started to look at my friends and I realised that none of them really made the effort. I was always making the effort. I was the person that was contacting them to do things. And it was a rare event when they contacted me to do something. Sometimes I would see them maybe once a month. Some friends chose to see me once every 3 to 4 months. And I accepted that. So sometimes you have to empty yourself of those people who are not right for you. And to discover why you actually allowed them to abuse your trust or use you in some way. Because we are responsible. It's not their fault. We, on some level, believe that's all that we deserve. So sometimes we need to take a time out and a bit of a breather from people so we can understand who it is that we are, what we're willing to accept, and what we really want. In my time alone, I discovered that I really needed I needed people who were loyal, people who actually wanted to see me, wanted to spend time with me. And to do that, I had to really enjoy spending time with me. Really pay attention to what my needs were, what I loved, what I didn't love. To really explore this. It's like meeting a romantic partner. The same thing can happen. As soon as you don't need somebody, they turn up. The same thing happens with friends in life. When we become so independent and self-sufficient in a friendship sense, then we no longer need other people. Those other people are just icing on the cake of life, but you are the cake. So if you're listening to this and feeling you're lacking friends, you're lacking family, and you're feeling quite lonely, I understand. I know how painful it can feel. I know how sad it can feel. But make a choice today that you're going to start taking care of yourself. And I don't just mean feeding and clothing yourself. I mean really taking care of your emotional, mental, spiritual and physical needs. What can you do today that will take you a little bit out of your comfort zone? Perhaps you spend a lot of time at home watching TV. And maybe today you just need to go out, go for a walk. Spend some quality time with you. And imagine that you're going out with a really good friend, because you are. That friend is you. You deserve your friendship more than anybody else deserves your friendship. And when you embrace who you are, when you enjoy your own company, when you're really at ease in your own skin, watch your life change. Watch opportunities come to you. People turn up out of the blue. Groups and courses and classes that you may have never thought about before may turn up. And then you join them. And then you may make a new friend. But this time you won't be coming from a place of need or dependency, because you've spent that quality time in sacred solitude. Enough time to really come home to who you are. Enough time to really be your own best friend. I hope this has helped you if you're feeling lonely. And if you have any questions for me or any topics you'd like me to discuss on Podcast for the Soul, please leave a comment on my Podbean account. If you go to podcastforthesoul.com, there's a section where you can write. I look forward to speaking to you again. Until next time, bye.
Thanks for listening to Podcast for the Soul with Kelly Martin. If you like what you just heard, please pass along our web address, podcastforthesoul.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives, and don't forget to subscribe and give us a review on iTunes. See you next time at Podcast for the Soul.